Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, June 26th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Jared Knight, the general manager of KETR. Birthdays, a big day for the Jock Kingdom, born in Port Arthur this day in 1914, perhaps the first great female athlete, Babe Didrikson Zaharias, born June 26th, 1914, from ESPN.
She was able to show that if she wanted to be a superstar in basketball, she could. If she wanted to be a superstar in golf, she was. If she wanted to be a superstar in track and field, it didn't matter.
Somebody asked her one time, you play basketball, baseball, volleyball, football, everything else. Is there anything you don't do? And she said, yeah, I don't play dolls.
New York Jets quarterback Michael Vick is 33. The captain of the Yankees, Derek Jeter, is 39 today. Pro Football Hall of Famer Shannon Sharpe is 45. And happy birthday to one of the heirs to the vast Dempsey fortune, Mike Dempsey, 18 today. This day in history, in 1948, the Berlin airlift begins. After the Soviet Union blockades the western half of the city.
But the Western allies fight back with an airlift of 450 flights daily, carrying thousands of tons of food into the beleaguered capital, flying an air corridor threatened by Red fighter planes.
June 26, 1963, President Kennedy speaks at the Berlin Wall.
All free men, wherever they may live, are citizens of Berlin, and therefore, as a free man, I take pride in the words, Ich bin ein Berliner.
On June 26, 1956, Congress approves the Federal Highway Act, funding the interstate highway system. Number one on the charts in 1956, Gogi Grant. We don't have names like that anymore. And The Wayward Wind.
The wayward wind is a restless wind. A restless wind.
On the KETR events calendar, a call for models for the Men of Wolf City calendar. Pay attention to this now, Jared Knight, Wolf City lad that you are. Email a snapshot, name, and contact info to wolfcitycalendar@yahoo.com. That's wolfcity-calendar@yahoo.com. We are told there are several spots yet to fill. Proceeds from sales of the calendar will benefit the Wolf City Library. The deadline is July 1st. The Men of Wolf City calendar, seeking applicants. For more information, see events at ketr.org. And our thought for the day is from the great Olympic athlete and golfer, Babe Didrikson Zaharias, born this day in 1914. Loosen your girdle and let her fly. Well, all right, Babe. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Jared Knight, the general manager of KETR. Good morning.
Good morning.
I thought we might talk today, and we're going to talk from time to time about media and things that are going on with radio, television, all the rest of it. Thought we might take a moment or two to talk about KETR.org, because I've taken an interest in this, obviously, and I see all the things that are going on with that, and I realize, and just from talking to you, but but also just kind of watching the number of hits, and I can do that on KETR.org, that there's a lot of people coming to listen to things and read things and gather information.
It's one of my favorite television programs to watch, actually, is to set up on my computer and open up that counter and watch people show up as we post interesting stories, interesting content, as we share that socially on Facebook and on Twitter, and people start to grab that information and they start to come to our website. I can watch in real time as people are gathering that information from KETR. They're sharing it. We can see how far it goes. We can talk about viral reach. We had something of very recently that we shared that was a relatively simple and easy thing to share. And sure enough, it jumped straight up. We were able to see the ranking and it jumped straight up. Folks were immediately sharing and posting and resharing and retweeting and using social media to spread the message. And it's not that all that exciting if you're the end user and you go, oh, there's something. I think I'll share that. But on our end, when we create the content, we see that people are actually engaging with the content. They're actually commenting and they're sharing. That's really powerful stuff. It shows that what we're doing is worthwhile.
Now, I think you're talking about the Blacklands Cafe program last week with Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager Paul Voss, which had over 400 hits. When Matt Menke interviewed Willie Nelson and Kinky Friedman,
yes,
here a while back, the number of people that reached online,
right,
was remarkable.
Right, and that doesn't even count the folks who had tuned in to stream. And I would love to tell you, too, about our streaming. There's something we can actually break some news here if you like.
Good.
KETR is now associated loosely with iTunes Radio, which is an Apple product. And so if you happen to have iTunes, you can click through the NPR station and you can choose from stations, or you can go to iTunes Radio and just type in KETR or 88.9 or something like that. And KETR is something that you can now stream. The purpose of that was for connected cars, so that people driving around who have iTunes on their phone and they're plugged in to their car listening to their own subset of music, whatever it happens to be, they can also keep KETR there on their dial so they can always come back and listen to what it is that we're talking about.
And that would be true, would it not, just anywhere they might go?
Anywhere on the planet.
Right.
Anywhere on the planet, we can reach. We already could do that with our streaming service, but now we're integrated with Apple. We're one of 41 public radio stations that were swept in when NPR was allowed to be the first news talk station, iTunes radio station that iTunes is doing. So they took a chance with NPR, and NPR decided to share that wealth with stations, and they asked us to participate, and we were one of the first.
We're talking with Jared Knight, who is the general manager of KETR. You hear his voice on 88.9 a lot, but he's not necessarily on every day live. So if someone wanted to get that iTunes app,
right,
could they do that on KETR.org, or do they go to iTunes?
We're working on how we want to promote. We knew there'd be some kinks. A lot of the stations that jumped on board early were promoting, and of course there were some hiccups. We kind of tapped the brakes a little bit because we wanted to make sure they worked out the kinks, but we will be making links available for folks to be able to go on and get access to iTunes Radio.
Now, on the other side of that coin, it makes it more competitive, doesn't it? If on your iPhone or whatever, you can listen to any radio station in the world.
Right.
You're not limited then to your local radio stations. If you want to listen to one out of New York or Los Angeles or London,
right,
then you can do that.
So that was already the case. And what we're doing is making sure that we are an option in that space as well. It was already true that folks could listen to whatever in the world they wanted to with their iDevice. Now, KETR is also on there. Whenever you decide you're going to do that, you don't have to give up KETR in order to do it.
Yeah, you just became more competitive, so you're in the game now is the way that works.
Right.
Well, I know that you really, you emphasize KETR.org as we go back to the website just for a final moment or so. I mean, you take that very seriously, probably more so than I would, being an old-timer. Anyway, I'm saying how many people in a given week might come to KETR.org?
We know that recent tests show between 35 and 43,000 people on a monthly basis. So on a weekly basis, that breaks down to a little over 15,000 people a week.
Jared Knight with KETR, general manager of KETR. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Sure.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.